As Emma O'Kelly was reporting in the Bulletin earlier, managers of the country's primary schools are appealing for more money to pay, they say, for big increases in costs at schools for energy, insurance, cleaning and more. In the last budget, they got a lot more, 40% more for each pupil in what's called capitation funding. But that was presented as a once-off cost of living increase. School managers say they want it again and they want it to be bigger again. Seamus Mulconry is General Secretary of the Catholic Primary Schools Management Association. He's in our studio at RTE this morning. Thank you very much for coming into us today. Tell us more about what you want.
Basically, the Minister secured an increase to €258 per pupil last year in capitation, and that was extremely valuable. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to cope with the cost of living increases. Those increases haven't gone away, and it's therefore vital that we hold on to that funding, and we're looking for a modest increase of around €9 million in total, which would bring the capitation up to €275. In essence, the cost of living hasn't gone up.
A reminder of the figures. It was €183 per pupil before. It went up to €258 last year, and you're looking for it to go up by 10% again, yes?
Correct, because the cost of living crisis hasn't gone away. 2 years ago, we looked at the electricity bill for a very large school. It was €21,000. This year, to date, it's €68,000. We looked at water and refuse, it was €3,000. This year to date, it's €10,500. So the cost of living increases haven't gone away. And inflation is now inbuilt in the system. So we do need the funding to be able to deal with that.
What has the department said to you about whether that was just a one-off increase or whether you can expect a similar increase again this year?
We don't actually know. We would be very hopeful, though, that we would continue to keep the increase last year, which the minister secured, which was very valuable. We certainly are not in a position to deal with cuts this year. I think the reality of the situation is that primary education has always been underfunded. During COVID, for the first time, we received adequate funding. This last year's increase was absolutely vital to keeping schools going, but we do need a little bit more. Schools are already run on a shoestring and are critically dependent, on voluntary contributions from parents, which we estimated somewhere between 26 to 54 million a year. Now, we can't go back to parents looking for an increase. They don't have it. The bank of mum and dad is, I'm afraid, closed, and we do need to secure adequate funding from the state. I should remind people that primary education is meant to be free. There isn't meant to be a voluntary contribution. It's in the constitution, and we would urge the minister to secure the extra funding and move us to a situation where we have free primary education in this country.
Well, what happens if you don't get more money? What happens if it remains at €258, or in a worst case scenario, it goes back to the base of €183 per pupil? Are you going to have to ask parents for more money?
I would hope that we would not have to do that, but schools are already eating into their reserves, and we are aware of schools that are experiencing cash flow pressures this year. So we certainly don't want to go there, and we would urge the minister to secure the necessary funding to ensure that schools are adequately funded this year.
Have you got all your grants this year so far?
The grant calendar this year, and it's interesting you should mention that, has been all over the place. We had grants which disappeared and reappeared, and grants which were not paid this year. The largest grant which wasn't paid and was expected was the ICT grant. Now, the department would argue this is a capital grant and it's not necessarily promised every year. But the reality is IT is no longer a capital expenditure. It's a current expenditure. Software and ICT are now a service. So schools were expecting that and didn't receive it.
Okay.
In addition, the enhanced cleaning grant, the last payment of that, which was expected, didn't arrive either. That had been paid during COVID. Obviously, okay. COVID is over, but it's still a problem for schools who had employed cleaners on that basis.
Seamus Mulconry, General Secretary of the Catholic Primary Schools Management Association, thank you for coming into our studio this morning.